all gathered together in another majestic place on this majestic, amazing island that is called Iceland today and by many other names in the past and maybe other names in the future, just like our lifetimes. So let us celebrate today, this moment, the fifth day of the tour, as we stand before the ocean again, hearing the waves against the shore, gently pushing and pulling in the energy, inviting us to connect again with this land, with the energy she has to offer to you in the way she speaks to you. And what a privilege it is that we created for ourselves an opportunity to stand all here beneath this very special and unique mountain in the shape of a pyramid, almost the size, if not a bit more, of the Khufu pyramid in Egypt. A beautiful shaped mountain of a pyramid reminds you of an energy structure, just like your energy structure, your field, your multidimensional energy field, inviting you to connect with that part more here in Gaia, reflecting back to you. Listen to the waves and breathe with them. Breathe with the waves. Feel the warmth of the sun that come out to greet us on this glorious day. This tour day is not so much as a hike experience as other days, but more of a leisure day, but nonetheless extraordinary in the scenery we have driven through all the way to get here, taking it all in, being in the moment, being present, and connecting more with the land and what it has to offer. So what comes for you right now? What attribute is strong for you right now that you wish to connect the most? Could it be compassion? Could it be gratitude? Could it be joy? Could it be peace? Could it be the beauty of yourself? Could it be love? An expansion of the love that you have for yourself and for everything around you. So how much love can you bring more into yourself right now? Allow spirit to love you. Just being here in Gaia in this precious moment, just letting all that love pour into you from the other side of the veil and from Gaia. Both ways, without limitation, with simply opening and accepting, allowing, loving. How much more you can allow that immense, unbelievable love pour into you from the other side of the veil, and at the same time from within you, reflecting that love back into your life, into the field, into the situation that's now engulfing the world, in this quantum state, expanding, sending out your loving energy. It will go exactly where it needs to go. Breathe. And love this moment, love this moment. This moment never goes away. It is always here. This love never goes away. It is always here. It is always with us. Because it's always in a circle. Always in a circle of love. And once more, let us hear from the beauty of love from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a magnificent day. If you've just joined us, as many do, you find yourself here with a group who is studying the energy of Iceland. This is the fifth message in a series of many, and the group finds itself listening to the waves lapping from a lagoon with the waters of the North Atlantic in the most picturesque scene possible, facing mountains that are called the Pyramid Mountains, are more than majestic. For the elementals here know who you are. This group, privileged to stand here where the energy pours to them and says, this planet loves you. That the elementals, the ones of today and the civilization of today, are friendly, are helpful. We have studied the various letters of the word Iceland, and these letters are good for today. If we did this again, the meaning of the letters might differ. It is for today that we assign concepts to each letter, and we land on the letter L. Now, most of you knowing what the thrust is, the basis is of the Kryon work, and what the messages are, say, well, that L in Iceland today must be love. And of course, you're right. However, we're going to share that L. And the reason we're going to share it with another word is for the lesson of the day. I could sit and I could discuss what love is and the many kinds and the many ways. Is it the kind of love that is evident when humans look at one another in a certain way, or when you have an animal look at you who trusts you completely and unconditionally and you love it? Is it the love of a child? Is it the kind of love that goes forever between you and the earth? Or is it more? Is it possible that there is an accelerated, ascended love that could be that of what you would call the creator of all things and you? That love which might even enter the part which you call the soul. There are some languages on this planet who separate it so well that they have many words for love. But today we want to tell you about a process of love. The other L word is Li. I'm going to tell you about something that is your lesson for today that is in his life. The reason that this practical engineer sits before you is because of a certain kind of love. Doctrines all over the planet speak of the love of God. They speak of a generic love. Millions of people will sit in structures listening to scriptures, hearing about this love, but it never really gets all that personal. It's something that exists that you're supposed to understand. But when my partner had a choice to examine the esoteric as an engineer, he didn't really want to have the answer he got. He challenged the whole idea that esoterics exist. But he had a puzzle. And the only way to solve it was to issue a challenge. And he said, "Kryon, if you're real, show me." And the idea was that he was going to sit in a chair. And if he felt something or heard words or received a miracle, then Kryon would be real. He had reached a point after several years of confusion, because the things that he was starting to see and feel were not linear, were not all that engineering-like. And he had to know. In his mind, he assumed that it was all a trick, that nothing would happen, and that he was free to make that challenge and say, "If you're real, show me." And he was free to sit in the chair knowing in his heart and brain nothing would happen. And that would then dismiss him from something bigger that he really wasn't interested in. For the esoterics didn't make sense, and they weren't logical. My partner sat in the chair. But what happened next, dear ones, is the process of love for Lee. What happened next is wrapped up in a giant circle of events, all culminating in one man in a chair. Spirit knew who he was. Spirit knew how he thought, how he thinks on an hour-to-hour basis, what he was afraid of, and what he loved. What happened next was custom-made for him. It wasn't some generic love from a creator in another galaxy. It was so personal for his soul, for his time, for his name, for his age, right then and right there. And when he sat down, it was like time came together for him. And what he felt, he can never describe even today. And in the chair, he did not hear words. He did not see things. There were no stellar miracles around him. No angels sang a chorus. But he cried. He wept, because what was going on in every cell of his body was like he was being born a second time. The whole body responded like, "This is what you're here for." And he didn't like it. He didn't understand it, and he popped out of the chair and got angry with the chair. He didn't understand. But dear ones, he is an engineer. And when you get a cause and effect together, you must try it again. Because if you get many cause and effects and have the same reaction, that means there's substance there. And so he sat in the chair again. And the same thing happened. The rest is the history of Kryon. But the lesson is this. Spirit knows every personality here. And whatever challenges you say to that creator, you are giving permission to have them fulfilled. If they are given in pure intent, "Dear Spirit, I don't understand what's going on, but let me feel comfortable with it. I don't understand what's around me right now or the feelings I'm having. Let me be comfortable with it. I challenge you to give me peace. And that's when you receive it. You see, because Spirit knows your personality, what you're afraid of, what comforts you, what you want that will solve the problems in your life. And every single human being is totally unique. And dear ones, that is unconditional perfect love. That's what it's about. It's not generic love. It's individual, your name goes here, love. The Creator knows you. The elementals know you. There is so much that goes on in this planet right now, circling around the light that is starting to come about and the things that will happen when all of these problems that you're having with the virus go away. Eventually, the lesson will be learned and many other things will be known. But for now, you might say it's a test of your peace. How peaceful can you be when others around you are tearing their hair out and worrying? Those listening to this in the next weeks, they'll know exactly what I mean. Can you hold your own when those around you are not doing so well? And if you can, they will look at you and turn to you for solace, for peace. Even talking to them in a peaceful way will go a long way. For those of you who are parents, you know when you had the children who would come to you with tears because they didn't understand the world at that moment, perhaps when they were 3 or 4. And you could take their hand and you could speak to them gently and smile, and their whole world was just fine. All you had to do was be there. Dear ones, I want you to be there. For those around you in these future weeks and months, because that's what love truly is all about. It's individual, custom made, and it's for you. Go from this place and this beautiful area, dear humans, in this tour with us now, go from this place a little different than you came. You feel the sun? It's a blessing. You feel the elementals? It's a blessing. Do you feel the truth? It's a blessing. And so it is.